You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Listeners saw this on Craigslist and says, I don't understand what this is for. Craigslist for sale. Adult diaper cover with chain and lock. First off, he says, why would anyone buy or sell a used adult diaper cover? And secondly, what's going on here?
It's
like a chastity.
It's a chastity belt with built-in diaper so you can poop yourself.
Oh, man.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Of course.
It's got a lock on it.
Craigslist, you can find anything on there. You can probably find one dirty sock if you...
Well, that's a great idea. I've never heard of a locking diaper cover.
You don't run in those circles.
I guess I don't. And thankfully, I don't. Here's what the ad says. Locking adult diaper cover with chain and lock. New. Black. Oh, this is new. It's not used. Outer layer and chain sleeve is flannel. Inner layer made out of breathable laminate. Mm. Huh. Surged for superior durability. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Hidden elastic around the legs and in the back for snug fit. Fully washer and dryer safe. Chain is stainless steel. Lock comes with two keys. It's a size medium, fitting 32 to 38 inch waist. Email me with questions. Here's a question. What the hell is that for?
Well, you know what it's for.
A little bit of diaper play.
Yeah.
Some diaper play.
So it's diaper play mixed with...
Bad boy. But you've been a bad little boy, Dave. We're going to put this diaper on you.
Don't talk to me.
We're going to lock it down. I'm not going to change it for 3 days.
No, don't talk to me like that.
Dave did not like that.
He looked bad, bad boy.
I don't like anyone, especially boy. Chuck, calling me a bad boy.
You're a bad, bad boy.
No, nope. He looked down. Did you see it? You immediately got. He was like,
yeah. Instantly, he instantly became submissive.
I couldn't make eye contact with him.
Naughty boy.
Okay.
Don't talk to naughty me. Dave.
Stop it.
Chuck the Dom.
Yeah. Wouldn't be the first time.
Okay. All right.
Diapers.
Jesus.
Lock you up. Make you go potty in your pants.
All right. You're really freaking me out.
That's what it's for.
It's super weird.
I think that's what it's for.
Well, you can get all kinds of stuff.
But what I'm saying is that you'd have, am I into diapers? But I'm also into domination?
Yeah.
It's just a Dom's way to totally mortify you. That I'm not possible. Into diapers and she's forcing me to wear one and lock it on.
It could be possible there.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody who's just really into diaper play and they got a gift for like a birthday or something and somebody misread the kind of diaper play that they're into. So they bought them one that's kind of BDSM-ish, but they just want to be regular, normal diaper play. So they're selling the new one on.
Oh my God, that's it.
There's a picture of it.
It does not look very new.
What is that thing?
It looks like you could slide right out of it. It doesn't look like.
I know. How do you lock a diaper onto someone? It says chain and keys.
Bet it chains around your
junkity junk?
Yeah.
It does not look new in box.
No, it does not look new if it's out of box.
It's like a used pair of underpants that somebody hot glued a lock to.
Yeah, like a luggage lock.
Polyester, huh?
It's been up there for 28 days. You could probably get that price down.
It's not very breathable.
Yeah, how much is it?
$60.
No, let's buy it right now for 10.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even pay 10 for that.
I know. That's why I know we'll get it.
Well, there's a sect. If this is in the domination community, there's a sect of it we've never heard of. Forcing someone to be locked into a diaper.
It doesn't even look like a diaper.
It's a diaper cover. So you wear your adult diaper and then you put that on over top.
Wow.
It's got to be hot.
Elastic legs, like in the legs. Yeah, cut your circulation off.
Couldn't they, like, vacuum the couch before they take this picture, too?
No.
Like, it just looks...
No.
It's Craigslist, dude.
That's someone's bad. That's someone's bad.
You're dealing with somebody that's selling a diaper cover with a chain on it.
I want to see if this is for sale.
Of course they don't vacuum their couch.
Elsewhere.
No. Imagine what their house looks like.
Nope.
Can you imagine these?
Well, there it is.
Pull-on locking plastic pants.
Gary wear.
Oh, what a great look.
Is that that? Or is that just... Yeah, that's them. Look, there's the chain. They come in XL, too.
What is it for?
Oh, goodness. Those ones, the see-through ones, are even weirder.
Wow.
That way you know when somebody was a bad boy and went potty in their pants.
Wait a second. Do you think that this keeps the smell in?
I don't think there's any containing the smell. That might just allow you to be able to sit on the couch without making a mess.
That's got a lot of mixed reviews.
What are these people buying it for?
Total junk. Ripped the very first time I pooped in them.
Hey, they either love it, so far I'm impressed, or they don't like it. Very nice for the price. Flimsy. Desperation ready, locking approved.
Chain is okay.
The chain is okay and sort of reminds me of something from my parents' dining room lights in the 80s. That's
what it reminds me of. Why did their dining room lights have a lock on it?
No, the chain.
Yeah.
Those 80s chain lights. The 80s, man. Everybody was on blow.
I wish we could go back. Oh, goodness. Look at some of these. Lock up. This is a thing, you guys?
Oh, yeah. So you're a model, and you've got a job.
Yep.
And your job is to model the diaper.
Lockable diaper cover pants.
That's rough stuff, right? Everybody got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, these ones are being pitched to asylum patients, not the niche kink fat group.
Yeah, but do you think that...
Oh, it's to prevent them from
throwing their poop everywhere.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's what it is.
That got darker.
Yeah, but do you think that it's real asylum people? Because I don't.
No.
I think it's people that are faking that they're in the asylum.
Yeah, like some poor model girl.
Had to
has a tattoo that probably...
Medical safety mittens.
And a weird-looking camel toe.
She does, doesn't she? Wow.
Yeah, she has some... She has a...
She's got a couple of tattoos. Huh?
Yeah, but she has to model soft padded mittens for... Bond. This one's...
You can basically see her whole vagina.
Mm-hmm. Where you see? Oh, there you see.
Yeah. Kind of lopsided.
I think it's just the there. If you notice, there's two straps that are going down in between them. She's giving herself the old wedgie, side wedgie.
Camel clearly wedgie. Make out what that thing looks like.
Yep.
Well, there you go. Another thing we didn't know about before today.
Mm-hmm.
They sell locking adult diaper covers.
$87. Yeah.
For the mittens, yeah. For the diaper cover, it's $60.
It's like a crazy Houdini stunt.
It does look very, like, turn-of-the-century asylum.
But they even sell them on Amazon.
Also, they don't call them asylums anymore.
No, that's why.
Don't.
That's why
I don't have asylum.
Like I think it's asylum. Hospital. It's asylum play.
Oh.
That's what it is. It's asylum play. Like, I'm putting you in a room, and I'm pretending that you...
Are a crazy person.
Are crazy, and I'm locking you up and putting a straitjacket on you. And
God, they sell them in all sorts of colors, too. These ones come in milky white. These are called the Gary pull-on plastic pants.
Yeah, that's what it's called, Gary wear.
Gary.
What is Gary wear?
I don't know.
Is it that particular niche fetish? They call it Gary for some reason?
Gary!
Don't sully my middle name by putting it in with some pull-on locking pants. Yeah,
that's what it means.
The Gary.
That's why your middle name's Gary.
That's so crazy.
Super weird.
I'm thankful I'm cool with just regular stuff.
Yeah, you don't want anyone to lock diapers on you. And
this is a lot of
regular stuff.
I mean, yeah, I'm like so cool with just
gets boring.
Get into diapers.
Chuck's got diapers on right now.
Spice it up.
Chuck's got a lock diaper on as we speak. Yeah.
It's pretty boring.
James won't give him the key yet.
Guess where I'm hiding the key, guys?
Mm-mm.
I know where to find it.
No, he better not dookie in them because...
Bring a flashlight.
That'll be a bad day for all of us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I guess we know Slovenia may not be the greatest place to be.
It's pretty bad, though.
Slovenia, now they have hope or dream.
Yeah.
A 21-year-old woman in Slovenia did something crazy.
How old is she?
21.
Old.
It says Slovenia, 65 senior citizens.
She was trying to get her family some insurance money.
Yes.
Obviously, in Slovenia, you need the cash.
Do it. Chop off leg.
You're close.
Come on. Mm-hmm. I knew it.
I don't know what she do.
Police in Slovenia have accused a woman of cutting her hand off with a circular saw.
There you go.
To make a fraudulent insurance claim.
Ouch.
That's just how bad it is.
If nothing speaks to how bad it is.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine for 1 second?
The 21-year-old woman and a relative have been detained. They face up to 8 years in prison if convicted. They had just recently taken out injury insurance. Come on now. Yeah. That's how you get caught. You just buy the policy, and a couple of days later, you accidentally saw your hand off.
We're terrible at being snacky.
Why were you even using saw? No, no good reason.
Yeah.
No for you. No monies.
No money, now no hand.
You're stupid.
Ooh, oh, God. That sounds...
The sweet, sweet sound of insurance cash.
Yeah.
How's it going in there, baby? Yeah. It's going good? Just do one big swipe and then we'll be good. Easy street. Make sure you not use your HJ hand.
It was just her, so like she put her hand underneath.
No, her with the help of a family member.
Okay, yeah, because you can't do it yourself. I don't think you could do it yourself.
Could you? I could never saw off a family member's hand.
I don't.
I mean, that times must be incredibly rough.
I think.
It's very different.
How much did she stand to gain? Well, when converted into American, about $450,000.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah. Half a million.
Half a million.
Four members of the family.
Piking.
Initially detained. Two were later released. So it's just the 21-year-old. And a relative. They don't say who the relative is. They say, though, that they deliberately cut the woman's hand above the wrist in the capital of Ljubljana.
Mm-hmm.
Relatives took her to the hospital, saying she had injured herself while sawing branches. They left the severed hand behind rather than bring it to the hospital to ensure the disability was permanent.
Oh, my God.
But they did rush back to the house and recover it in time to sew it back on.
Oh, they sewed it on.
They got
it
back
on. It's not going to work as good. Russian hand saw.
We put it on upside down, so it looks real weird.
Oops.
You give a high five like that.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah,
high five to you.
High five. High five.
Oh, boy.
Slovenian high five.
Slovenian high five different.
So it was the authorities that went and got the hand back.
Yes.
And they're like, probably like, oh no, my hand. Yeah. They got my hand
right,
back.
You're pissed. Back. It is tough to write.
Sign right there. Sign there. Initial there. Crazy backwards hand you have.
Doctors put it on upside down.
Yes, they did. Slovenian doctor.
So you have an upside down hand and no cash.
Right.
On one hand, insane. On the other hand, man, that is what an amazing 21-year-old that she'd be willing to do that for her family.
If you don't do it, we will feed you to wolves.
Oh, I hope that's not how it was.
I'm pretty sure.
I hope it was just all of her own.
You can do one of two things.
Mm-hmm.
Chop off hand,
okay.
Or life of you are sex slave.
Oh, okay.
What
chop
would
it
you
down.
Like? Okay, all right.
Chop it off.
Why wasn't anyone else in the family? She's the only one that would do it.
I know, right? Maybe they pay more if you're younger.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe that's why they had to go with her. If an old man did it, you don't get as much of a payout because you're not.
I wouldn't
you don't have
do
potential.
That for my family.
No, right? Nope. Come on, Lise. No matter how much I love my parents, I wouldn't saw my hand off for them.
Mm-mm. Picture in a backwards hand.
I know. It's wild.
Be happy you don't have a Slovenian family.
Well,
Slovenia, different kind of place. Very bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, that story highlights it for sure. We've all dealt with screaming babies on planes, but at least they don't delay the flight. This is crazy. Over the weekend, a flight from Saudi Arabia to Malaysia had to turn around and return to the gate because a woman forgot something in the terminal.
Stop.
Her baby.
Oh, my.
Forgot your baby?
That's like Home Alone, but with a baby.
Yeah.
Come on!
I don't know how you forget your baby.
Come on! Well, his name would probably be Iqbal!
Could you imagine... Isn't it crazy that they went back for Iqbal?
Yeah, it's a baby. It's a newborn.
No, but it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't really matter. Yeah,
I'd love to see that. Baby is born is back at the...
Tough luck about your Iqbal, because we're flying. You're very dumb. Better call someone. Somebody. Friends and family.
Somebody has Iqbal.
You better sign up for the messaging, free messaging.
You have to, like, press the button and say you forgot Iqbal.
I love his name.
Iqbal.
My baby Iqbal is gone.
Would you like a Bloody Mary, ma'am?
No, they can't drink.
No.
Oh, can't drink.
No. Yeah. Iqbal.
You look like the worst person in the world. You forgot Iqbal.
Iqbal's back at the airport just doing Iqbal.
How many kids do you have when you just leave Iqbal?
Well,
that's what they said. She left her kid in the boarding area, but it's not clear if she had other kids with her or if she got distracted, but she didn't realize it until they had already left.
I'm surprised Dave hasn't left people behind when he travels with 14 people.
No, that's why they have me. I make sure no one's left behind.
Yeah.
Every Indian's accounted for. There is audio of the pilot talking to ground control, and they asked him to repeat himself because they couldn't believe it at first. Here's a little bit of that. We posted this up on our website at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
BB Iqbal.
Saudi A32 from Swatch.
Good.
Sir, confirm you are returning back to the gate? Confirm reason, please.
One passenger, she left her baby in the terminal and she refused to continue the flight.
Okay, Roger, left her baby in the terminal. Allah, Mr. Roger, did you have your
back?
Okay, Roger.
Yes.
It's weird they switch from English.
Yeah, they do.
They
mix
do
them both.
In my family, too, they do. They go back and forth.
Huh.
A lot when they can't think of
a it's crazy
word
to have
or...
two languages in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So planes never usually turn around when someone leaves something behind. This is obviously a little different. They did clear the pilot to come back to the airport. Not clear how long the flight was delayed because of this, but they returned to the gate. Luckily, the baby.
Okay, so
fine.
They didn't take off yet.
No.
Well, no, there is a report that one report said they were just about to take off, and another report said they had already gone up in the air. The plane had actually taken off before she realized the baby was missing.
Oh.
So Iqbal's just chilling there.
I feel like if they would have took off, that would have been it for Iqbal.
No, the kids just leave a baby.
They can. You can leave a baby.
Stuck at the airport.
You can.
Who knows what would happen.
Where is it? Where did they leave
Saudi
from?
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like leaving, the Tom Hanks movie.
They're leaving
in the
Iqbal in
airport.
Right,
but he's a newborn.
No problem.
Belongs to the airport.
He
now.
Grows up in the airport.
Exactly.
He does.
He's an airport baby.
Saudi Arabia.
I'm Iqbal. I live here.
You shine your shoes, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Iqbal would have been in real trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Iqbal would. But luckily, Iqbal's fine. This name we just made up.
Yeah. Baby Iqbal.
Baby Iqbal is okay, and...
Baby Iqbal!
Everyone got to return to the skies.
Yeah.
And eventually take off. Hopefully no one on your next flight leaves a baby behind.
Oh, you hope not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A woman suffered a potentially life-threatening reaction after performing oral on her partner.
This usually never happens, ladies, so just...
Yes, this is a very rare case.
I don't know why this is even news. It's fake news.
Most of the time.
It's probably fake news.
They say that stuff's good for you.
Yeah, this is fake news. I'm not... Would you get this off of Facebook?
The unidentified 31-year-old woman was rushed to the hospital after she started vomiting, breaking out in hives, and struggling to breathe.
I don't like this.
What happened? Well, the patient from Spain was admitted with suspected anaphylactic shock. She told medics that she had a penicillin allergy, but didn't take any of the drugs before giving oral sex. They then discovered, though, that her partner had been on a form of penicillin to treat an ear infection.
So you have to ask your partner, have you been on, we have to go through the allergies, or are you on penicillin right
See,
now?
See,
I wouldn't have thought that.
I wouldn't either, because I'm not allergic to penicillin. I never would have thought to ask.
Well, I'll be sure not to.
Okay.
Does it work like that, too? Like,
that's what I'm wondering.
If you get all up in someone's bits, would you?
No, I'm thinking that if you
finish.
Right.
Well, that's, I guess, what happened here. But I couldn't. On a lady bit, we wouldn't get the same effect.
You might.
You might get it.
You might. Wow. If you really get after
never
it.
I've heard of that before.
So this guy was on amoxicillin, a form of penicillin, to treat an ear infection. And that, according to doctors at this hospital in Spain, had worked its way down into his semen.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
They're now urging anyone with known drug allergies to be aware of the potential risk and ensure they use condoms.
On the bright side, if you're not feeling well, ladies, you could find a guy who's recently taken some antibiotics.
You want a dose of antibiotics?
And you can save some money.
It is the
right?
First.
Isn't that kind of what that's saying?
I guess.
American healthcare.
Yeah. That's our new American healthcare system.
Share your drugs.
Yeah. Only one guy has to take it.
Right.
And then.
I'm the one that's got insurance.
Oh, wow. Dude, I'm not feeling good, unfortunately, for you.
Oh, man. All it right. Let me add it.
The first reported case of this happening in a woman after having sexual contact with a man taking the drug. They say, to our knowledge, this is the first case reported of suspicion of amoxicillin-induced anaphylaxis in a woman after sexual contact with a man who's taking the drug. They believe the oral drug transfer came through his semen.
That's wild.
That way. Hmm.
Who knew?
That's crazy.
So that mean, like, any drug you take, does it make its way into there?
She must be severely allergic or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Reactions to the drug have happened through kissing before. This is thought to be the first through oral sex. The man is thought to have taken the drug 4 hours before having sexual contact with the woman. She was given a dose of adrenaline and steroids to combat her reaction, and she was breathing normally within 6 hours. After a week, she had recovered entirely.
Took a week to recover.
I just think of, like, when you're in the hospital and you got to go through all the different you've been in the hospital, and you got to go through all the different medical people, and they ask you what's wrong, what are you here for?
Yeah, what'd you do?
The woman's got to say over and over again what she did and why and what happened. Well, what happened?
Can you just, hi, how you doing? I'm Dr. Rodriguez. I'm just here to run through a couple checks and balances with you, miss. What exactly happened here with you? I hear you're allergic to a drug. Why would you have taken it? Why did you? If you're allergic to amoxicillin, why did you take the drug? No, come on, Lisa, come on.
I did blow a guy. So.
My.
He was on amoxicillin, so I blew him, and then.
Jesus.
I think that you know.
All right, let me write that down here.
Just, you know, when I finish the job properly, so catch my drip.
So you finished the job. That's what led to this week long of almost death.
Yeah. So.
Let me write this down.
I told six other nurses that I blew him.
I'm going to actually, you'll probably have to tell the story a few more times, because I'm calling all my friends.
That's the way it goes. Everyone asks you the same question.
Yep. Hey, boys, get on down here. Yep. Second floor, room 208.
Yes, this is private, right?
I'm not telling you.
Not make the
I'm not telling you why.
Or anything like
you
that,
just
right?
Come down here and check. Just ask her a bunch of questions about why she's here. Okay, I'll see you guys in a bit. All
Your
right,
roommate hears it. Whoever's around.
What? What did she do? Can you give me another roommate? This old guy next to me knows about how I blew that guy.
Hey!
I'm going to slide the curtain. He can talk to me.
Hey!
Keep sliding it.
You like doing that?
Not to you, sir.
I got a lot of drugs in me.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Stop sliding the curtain back.
How's your arthritis? I got some arthritis meds going through me.
I'm not old. I don't have arthritis.
You sure? I bet you feel better.
I need somebody to come get this old guy out of this room.
I just took some vitamins.
I don't need any vitamins.
Heart meds.
How did you find out?
Nitroglycerin.
Is that your heart that's beeping?
That is, barely.
That is wild. I'm not going to do that to you. That was
allergy meds.
I'm only allergic to the amoxicillin.
No, it was just some guy breathing.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Sounded could be bad or whatever.
Yeah, we're good. We're bad. Yeah.
I'm good, Dave. I don't trust
you. Fine, relax.
Oh, well, this almost just happened in here.
You all right in there, sir? Listen, the BJ guy, the old guy is...
fill me full of drugs and let her...
Just let him go.
Let him go.
Just let him pass.
This'll do it.
Oh, man, he just flipped his little gown up.
Show me his wiener. There you go.
That'd be awkward.
Yeah.
Awkward moment.
He keeps sliding the curtain back.
We have a listener on the phone, and she said doctors warned her... She was allergic to a drug that her partner was on, and doctors warned her not to have sex with him.
Huh.
Well, she didn't, right? Like, she didn't think she was having sex.
Right, but...
She thought he was...
Still.
Listen, would you have ever known that?
No one would ever have known.
And I'm allergic to... As I said, I'm allergic to penicillin.
No one's ever told you anything.
Never.
No.
But I would assume it's not as bad if...
So, gosh, you have to get their credit score and their drug list.
I guess you do.
You got to get
one more story to get to in a second, and someone made a good point here. Imagine if she had died from that BJ.
Exactly.
Telling the parents and everything how she passed.
Oh, yeah, that's embarrassing.
You die.
Well, the doctors are sensitive. They'd be like, your daughter blew somebody and died.
Yeah, exactly. A robot comes in. Your daughter blew someone
and
died.
Just being in the hospital not dying is embarrassing.
Right.
Her family's coming there to, like, oh, are you okay?
Oh, people come by to visit her, and she got to tell them why she's there.
If she dies, you just tell the parents she died doing what she loved doing.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Her favorite thing in the world.
I'm sorry, your daughter is dead.
She ain't blue, dude.
But you're right, though. Someone made the point a minute ago. Other drugs pass through your system that way, and could other people be in danger?
I don't know.
Do any of the classics make it all the way through? That's a good question.
I never asked.
Yeah.
Like someone said, could a guy on antidepressants cheer up his girlfriend?
Well, probably not, because he can't get it up.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem.
So true.
Jared has a comment here. Good morning, Jared. How are you?
Good. How's it going, guys?
Good.
What's up?
Just wanted to say, you guys were talking earlier about if other drugs could be transferred into the semen, and you guys were talking about the penicillin.
yep.
Actually, my girlfriend doesn't like to go down on me. She says she can taste marijuana in my semen.
Oh, there you are, sir, and thank you for calling to share that with us.
What's he do? Dip it in there?
He must. I don't know. Mine should be green, according to you.
This guy said, I'm on chemotherapy, and they did warn me not to have oral or intercourse because it could enter my partner's body.
That's a pretty intense drug, though, of like the chemo.
Yeah.
So that leads us to this next article here. And this one, I was like, what? But it makes sense now. Girlfriend and I together about a year and a half. She likes backdoor stuff, fine with me, but I've always told myself I would never venture back there on her. I kind of think it's unsanitary. She's dropped hints before that she would like me back there, but I've always deflected it. Then one night I thought, well, let's give it a try. Here's the thing, though. I have a peanut allergy.
I don't like where this is going.
Oh, my God.
I didn't expect peanut allergy to be brought up.
I know. Oh, my.
I have a peanut allergy, and my girl loves peanuts. There is a vending machine at her work, and most days during her lunch break, she'll eat a payday.
I'm feeling something back there.
It's burning. My herbs are swimming.
I didn't really think about this, but I decided to do it. After a few minutes, though, my throat started to get itchy, and I could tell my eyes were swelling up. When I pulled my face out, I told her I'd be right back and ran to the bathroom. I was in the bathroom just watching my face swell up for 5 minutes or so. When I came back, I looked like Will Smith from Hitched when he eats the seafood. I had to explain to her that I was going to be fine. My peanut allergy is not life-threatening, so it just turned out to be an incredibly awkward situation. She told me I didn't ever have to do it again, so I guess there is a silver lining to the story. But going back on my lady...
Wow, that's...
There's a caused couple, a peanut allergy reaction.
There's a couple things there.
This what a twisted, weird email, because...
Because that means it's not clean.
Yeah. And a lady's should be clean.
Well, it would have... I mean, does it necessarily mean it's not clean?
Yes.
Couldn't there just be some...
What?
She's got to get
residue? Some... Far, yeah, I would say, Dave,
well, residue's
that
not
a
only
residue
get,
would mean it's not clean.
She's been begging him to go back there, and you'd think that she would...
I thought she was saying that she wanted to go back there.
She wanted him to go back there.
Right.
And she does it to him, like, constantly.
I wonder what she's going to think about now when she eats that payday every day.
Probably should have had a corn nut.
Okay.
What?
A corn nut?
It's a nut.
I thought corn nuts was made from corn instead of peanuts.
Yeah,
no,
I think
but
it
it's got peanuts in it.
Does it?
Are you sure?
I thought that they had peanuts in them.
Yeah, I could never have corn nuts.
Really? I thought it was just corn.
I thought corn nuts were made from corn.
Mm. No, it's like peanuts like coated in something.
I'm trying to give the girl both her whatever she wants.
James
from
is right.
Yeah, no. Oh, you are right, Jim. Yeah. What am I thinking of? What has a nut inside
beer
of it?
Beer nuts?
That it's, but it's like got like a breading or something around it.
It's like red and it has bumps all over it. Those are beer nuts.
No, no, not that. Those are sweet. There's like a, there's another thing that has, it's something nuts.
Corn nuts are just corn. It's delicious, actually.
Crunchy corn kernels. You're absolutely right, James.
Wow.
I've never had them, though, because I thought there was nuts in it.
James is right again.
Yeah.
It happens quite frequently, guys.
Yes, yeah, it does. It really does.
I'll just keep my mouth shut. What's the other nut snack?
I know, huh?
It's not beer nuts. Because I thought some one too. Like I thought corn nuts had nuts in it.
I think you guys are nuts.
No, there's something else. Is it chip nuts? Nut chips? What do they call them?
Nope.
There's something like that.
Never heard
there's
of that.
There's like nut
never
chips.
Heard of them
no.
Nut they're chips, like huh? coated in like a nut.
I love there's corn like, nuts. I haven't had them in a long time.
Peanuts coated in Doritos.
Nut thins.
It's not nut thins. Huh. God, I know so I'll get a million texts and phone calls, but
I don't think you will.
There's something else about it. There's something with, like...
You're talking about those... It's not the Boston baked beans, right?
No.
Those are like...
No.
Those are sweet, right?
Yeah. I don't know if we'll ever find out what nuts these are.
Mm-mm.
We went from that payday and the allergic reaction after that.
I'm glad we veered off of it, honestly. I didn't need to think about any kind of RJ with a dirty butt.
Exactly.
Yeah, dirty butt RJs. I am glad we're on these...
You imagine that.
This nut mystery.
Why am I swelling up? Oh, wait, I know why.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't wipe right.
Yep.
Well, the whole event could have been avoided had she had corn nuts for a snack instead
exactly.
of a payday.
Exactly.
Invite somebody to dine back there. You know, well, trying to make sure it's allergen-free.
Right, because Amber's very cautious. Listen, don't go anywhere
oh
with
gosh,
this. My
Dave.
God, no, I realized this was coming
what
out of my
happening?
Mouth.
What is happening?
She's going to kiss me. When she's going to kiss
okay.
me on my lips.
Where?
Lips and lips.
Oh,
on
right.
our lips, each other's lips.
No.
Lips to lips. Stop it. Stop it.
Back door lips.
Yeah.
You made Lisa do the David Letterman pen pal.
Yeah.
No!
Okay,
don't get it messed up. All I'm saying is,
I think you should probably just not say it.
When she is going to kiss me, she right. makes sure she doesn't have any peanuts or you know Reese's or anything like that.
Mm.
That's all I'm saying.
Throw it.
Why do I even have a pen?
Why do you
ever write
pen?
Anything?
Green bean don't need no pants.
Need the glass shattering behind you.
Yeah.
Dave's still thinking of these mythical nut-covered snacks.
I don't write a lot of green bean stuff.
No. Green bean business.
Don't take green bean notes.
I honestly think you probably just thought corn nuts had nuts.
Are you still
in them.
Looking for this nut?
Yeah, there is something.
There's
something.
Let it go.
Is it chip nuts?
No.
Lindsay,
there's no chip nuts.
That's a made up word.
Lindsay, chip nuts is a thing, right?
No.
It's a thing, Dave. It's a thing. I worked at the place that made them, and
See?
They're in Canada.
Oh, it's
and
a Canada thing.
That's
why none of us know.
That's
and there's many. There's so many flavors. There's as many flavors of nuts or like chips as there are the chip nuts.
So it's coated on the inside.
Yeah, so it's like peanuts, and they're coated in like potato chip stuff.
Oh, Doritos make something just like this. They're actually pretty good.
Oh, really?
Cool Ranch Dorito, like peanuts. And what it is, it's a nut with a like a Cool Ranch Dorito shell.
Oh, okay. Hmm. So they have them. I've never heard of them, ever.
That's what was in my head.
So this is what's in your head.
That I knew I could never have.
This is what Amber can't eat before you give her an RJ.
Hey, hey, hey!
And peanut butter jelly pie should be ruled out as well.
Oh, yeah.
A peanut butter brittle.
Enough with the RJ.
Well.
I was talking about kissing on the lips like any other normal couple would.
No, no, honestly, that's very nice of her to make sure she doesn't
eat
those.
That's a funny sentence to say in the middle of an RJ. Enough of the RJ.
Yeah.
Nothing you says you're doing a bad job like enough with the RJ.
Yeah, no, enough with that. Get out of there.
Huh.
So yeah, this lady ate a payday, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta watch out for all the
paydays,
nuts.
Huh?
Covered in nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut butter in the middle. Gotta wipe right.
Wow.
Use a wet wipe. Really get it clean.
Anywho, be careful if you have an allergy is the bottom line here. That woman suffered an allergic reaction to her partner's medication after oral. And then that guy suffered an allergic reaction after the RG on his lady who had had a bunch of paydays.
Imagine that's how Amber tried to kill Dave.
All right.
An RJ death.
Yeah. Hey, hey, hey.
She better hurry before he's cured.
Do not speak of my lady's backside.
I'm just saying. I mean, I didn't bring it up. You brought it up.
I brought it up kissing on the lips.
Sure.
The mouth lips.
Sure.
Can't bring up kissing in the context of a story revolving around an RJ.
It was simply an allergy reaction relation.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear Amber now saying, don't be ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely listening.
Thank God she's out of town.
Oh, she's out of town.
She's out of town.
I'll send her the podcast.
Someone said, girl here, I'm allergic to all tree nuts, everything but peanuts, and my boyfriend had Nutella cookies containing hazelnut. And after spending some time together, I woke up the next morning with itchy eyes, more than red, like I'd been stoned. And it lasted for 3 days.
I like how she put it. She put it like Lisa would have put it. After what? Spending some time with him.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah,
it is.
Smart.
We spent some time together, and then I had a reaction.
It actually did happen to me once. It was just a minimal reaction. We were kissing, and Amber had had a peanut butter cup. This was years ago, now that I'm thinking of it. And I did get my lips started to swell up.
You came in here, and your lips were swollen up.
I guess we know what happened that night, huh?
What did you do last night?
Look at Dave with his RJ lips.
Okay, all right. All right. Okay.
Probably feels better with them all puffy like that.
I'm gonna do a liberty bird.
Baby, get his lip in me.
You know, somebody botched his lip injections, or he's got the old RJ lips.
What do you want to? What story would he tell?
It's Botox here, man, guys.
Fillers.
Yeah.
Fillers.
Well, thank God Amber knows not to eat any more Reese's cups before you guys get up to it.
Kissing on the lips.
Mm-hmm. I got you. I'm with you.
That is inappropriate. I'm with you.
Secret safe with me.
It's my wife.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.